Now we're going to talk about the restoration. How many of you have ever had to do work on your own house? Hands up. Well, this is your house too. And it's the house of the Lord in your house, and we're going to be doing a lot of work starting Monday. So take a good look around. This is the last time you're going to see it like this. So we are looking at doing the entire interior restoration. They are going to be doing mobilization starting tomorrow. Sounds like we're invading Europe, and it's almost as complicated. And then actually working on the walls, etc., we hope the week after. That means that during the weekdays, Monday to Friday, we're going to be having Mass over the Knights of Columbus rooms, which is underneath the rectory. So from now until probably Advent, Monday to Friday, all the Masses, weekday Masses, will be over at the rectory, underneath in the Knights of Columbus rooms. So thank you to the Knights for their generosity in basically giving up the rooms. The meetings that would be held back here in the vestry, they'll also be over there. And that coordination will all be done through the office. The Saturday morning and Sunday Masses will be here, as far as you know, on Saturday morning right now. But on Saturday morning and Sunday Masses, in other words, weekends, will still be here. They'll all be topsy-turvy. There'll be scaffolding. The scaffolding will be moving around. It'll be crazy, but it'll be fun, too. And maybe when you have to move your pew, you'll get to know some new people, right? Okay. Along with that, the funerals that normally would be held in the church are going to be held in the old Queen Street United Church, the now decommissioned church. I think it's called Celebrations. But so they'll be over there at the Queen Street United Church, okay? And we are going to have to look at a couple things. And that is, we're going to have to be moving pews. So we have guys with clipboards at the doors. Men, here's what we need. In the next couple months, we're going to have to move and remove these pews. Remember when we did the floors? Same way. So rather than paying a lot of money an hour to the company, I need you to volunteer to help to move the pews. We've got a system to figure out how to do it. So if you're about 15 and up, we need you. We've got two crews, morning and afternoon. It's not every week, but it's every couple weeks. We're going to have to move them, stack them, put them back, etc. So if they're at the doors to volunteer for that. We'll have to see about the cleaning crews. I don't know exactly what that's going to entail. The company says they're going to be cleaning. Obviously, they have to be cleaned for the Sunday Masses, but we'll figure that out. We have to move the hymn books every week. So Saturday Mass, they're going to have to be brought out and given out, and after the 11 o'clock Mass, everybody's going to have to just stop and not run out for Mass and hand in your books. So we'll be able to do it. I think it'll be interesting back and forth, but we'll very shortly be able to see the restoration beginning. I'm going to be handing out a two-page handout next week on this, but effectively, because all kinds of people have talked about, well, what are we going to do? The ceiling's going to be kept. It's going to be cleaned, basically regilded, repainted, but obviously the paintings and all the rest are going to be kept. There'll be painting on the walls and re-stenciling, etc. The altars will be repainted, remarbled, etc. There'll be a whole new light system. We'll keep the chandeliers as they are, but everything's going to LED lights. So if you stop for a second and really listen, you hear the buzz of the lights, that'll be gone. And many other things. Depending on the condition of the walls, we hope to be doing the floors. But that just depends on what we find. So pray hard that they don't find much, okay? And we'll be going on from there, and we'll have the designs out for you so you can see what the proposed restoration will be. And just to remind you yet again, it's an historical building, it's a designated building, so it's a restoration, not a renovation in that regard. If you have any other questions about the finances or about what I just said, you can talk to me afterwards or talk to the finance committee through the office this week. Let us pray.